This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. Every Indian is proud of the Vande Bharat train. The train is made for the Indians, by the Indians and of the Indians. He said that today with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, that is Banaras Khajuraho, Lucknow Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160.
आज वंदे भारत, नमो भारत और अमृत भारत जैसी ट्रेनें भारतीय रेलवे की अगली पीढ़ी की नींव तैयार कर रही है। ये भारतीय रेलवे को ट्रांसफॉर्म करने का एक पूरा अभियान है। वंदे भारत भारतीयों की, भारतीयों द्वारा, भारतीयों के लिए बनाई हुई ट्रेन है।
The Prime Minister said that infrastructure in developed countries across the world has played an important role in the economic upliftment.
जिन भी देशों में बड़ी प्रगति बड़ा विकास हुआ है, उनके आगे बढ़ने के पीछे वहां के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट की है। अब मान लीजिए कोई इलाका है, लंबे समय से वहां रेल नहीं जा रही है। जैसे ही वहां स्टेशन बन जाएगा, उस नगर का अपने आप विकास शुरू हो जाता है। किसी गांव के अंदर सालों से रोड ही नहीं है, लेकिन जैसे ही एक छोटा सा रोड बन जाता है, किसानों का माल वहां से बाजार में जाना शुरू हो जाता है। कहीं पर भी जब ऐसी व्यवस्थाएं विकसित होती है तो उस क्षेत्र का विकास शुरू हो जाता है।
The Prime Minister said that today Uttar Pradesh development has opened up greater tourism opportunities. He praised the school children of Kashi, saying that they possess immense talent. He said that he was delighted to meet them at the station and that they are realizing the vision of a prosperous and developed India through their paintings. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav were also present at the event. In Chhattisgarh's Gariyabandh district, seven Maoists have surrendered. They laid down their arms before the Inspector General of Police, Raipur Range, Amresh Mishra. On the occasion, the surrendered Maoist also handed over six weapons to the police. A total reward of 37 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. In Jammu and Kashmir, two infiltrators have been killed in an encounter with the security forces in Keran sector of Kupwara district last night. An army spokesperson said that the alert troops intercepted a group of terrorists trying to intrude into this side of the LOC. He said after the group was challenged by the troops, fierce gunfighting ensued in which two unidentified infiltrators were killed. The spokesperson said that the operation in the area is continuing. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the Mitti Cafe at Rashtrapati Bhavan as a symbol of inclusion, equality and limitless possibilities. In a social media post, the president encouraged visitors to experience Mitti Cafe, highlighting its role in empowering Divyangjan and their families. The president said that the cafe welcomes visitors with warmth and smiles and inspires everyone to build a more inclusive and compassionate society. A federal judge issued an order yesterday permanently blocking President Donald Trump from deploying National Guard troops to Portland against the wishes of the state and local leaders. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Karen Imagat is the first to permanently block Mr. Trump's use of military force to quell protests against immigration authorities. In chess, Rahul V.S. became India's 91st Grandmaster after winning the 6th ASEAN Individual Championship with a round to spare. He had previously earned the International Masters title in November 2021 after securing his 4th and 5th International Master norms and crossing a 2,400 live rating. And that is the end of this news bulletin.